Praise the Lord and shine bright like joy. Number 19, all hail the power of Jesus' name.
So You have your Bibles, turn with me to the book of 1 Peter chapter 4. 1 Peter 4. Welcome. Sitting down here toward the front, I have no idea who all is here, and we have a good crowd. Some visiting, we are glad to see you, welcome you here tonight, and encourage you to come back just any time. One of these days when you visit, Steve or I, one, will be preaching. We do a lot of singing here because people have great hearts, and those hearts express themselves to God in this singing that we have. I was listening to the radio the other day, and the commentator was saying that political correctness, of course, is the theme of the day. You can't make fun of anybody anymore, which is stifling to me because I have friends from all different backgrounds. I used to, have some friends who were Italian, and I used to love to tell them Italian jokes, and they laughed louder than anybody else. They found the humor in there, but you can't do that very often anymore because you will offend somebody. You almost offend somebody by anything that you possibly do. And then he went on to say, but there are two groups of people in the country that it's permissible to offend just any time. You can say anything you want to about them. The first group is Southerners, because we are comical. We have this Southern drawl. And you'll see it played out in a lot of different platforms. Several years ago, the movie came out, Sweet Home Alabama, where the star S, I guess, of the show said, people ought to have a passport to come down here. Well, I think they should. People from other parts of the country shouldn't be allowed in the South to enjoy the blessings and the pleasures that we have around us, but it's okay. And it's been convenient to me in a lot of ways. When I was in college years ago, my drawl was more pronounced than it is today. And people used to invite me to come eat dinner with them just so I would talk. Say a few words for us. And I don't mind, as long as you feed me, you can laugh all you want to. We use that to our advantage. You see, Southerners are hard to offend because we are so confident in who we are and the greatness of our being. We're proud of who we are. So you can't really offend us. The second group, though, that he said it's always permissible to offend are Christians. That it's okay for somebody to say, you know, you have to be pretty dumb to believe in God. You can't possibly believe in some being that's going to take care of you. Your intellect is below normal. Well, I think Christians ought to behave kind of like Southerners. We're confident in who we are and in the God we serve. And here, 2,000 years after Christ died, we are still pleased to be counted in the family of God. And I want to read these verses with you. In the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, beginning in verse 12, beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing had happened to you. It's happened to everybody. We're all attacked by people periodically. Verse 13, rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering, that when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad with exceeding joy. If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you, for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. On their part, he is blasphemed, but on your part, he is glorified. Let none of you suffer as a murderer or a thief or an evildoer or a busybody or in other people's matters. Yet if anyone suffers as a Christian, let him not be ashamed, but let him glorify God in this. This translation says matter in this name. If you're counted as a Christian, be happy about that. Put you in some magnificent company. All back through the years, some of the finest people imaginable have been children of God. They've all suffered. And we may as well, as people laugh at us or poke fun at us for what we believe and really who we are. I can't think of a group of people I would rather be associated with than God's people. I'm confident that our intellect is as great as anyone else's. I believe the quality of our life is far better. The companionship that we enjoy comes to us straight from God. Be happy that you're a child of God. Glorify God in the name that we wear. If you're here tonight and not a Christian, a child of God, we extend to you the invitation of our Lord to become a part of his family. He will welcome you, and so will we. If you need to respond in some public way tonight, would you come while we stand and sing?
Lord, would you be free from the burden of sin?